Kilo Echo 8, where's the extra kilo? Kilo Echo 8, where's the extra kilo? Monitor and standing by.
K8BCW, testing the 7-4.
Kilo Echo 8, whiskey after a kilo. Monitoring.
Kilo Echo 8, Uniform Delta Hotel, monitoring on the mile repeater.
Kilo Echo 8, whiskey after a kilo. Come back.
Good morning, this is Kilo Echo 8, Uniform Delta Hotel. How you doing this morning?
Thank you, I'm doing fantastic. How you doing yourself?
I cannot complain. It's a beautiful day, beautiful weekend, so it's all good up here where I'm at. I'm in Atlanta, Michigan.
I'm in Mackinac City right now. And I just got in, and I'm just trying to test out my Yaesu XT5, and I'm from, I'm really from Toledo, Ohio, outside of Swanton, and I bought my radio with me just to test them out, and sounding pretty good, am I? Over.
Yes, you are coming in very loud and very clear, so it is definitely working good on your end. I originally am from Monroe, Michigan, so I'm very familiar with the Toledo area and where you're located. I'm now in Jackson, Michigan, though, so I'm no longer in Monroe.
What's your name, sir?
My name is TJ.
Roger that, TJ. My name is Dan, Delta F November. How far are you from... Mackinac City, then.
roughly 1.5 hour to 2 hours. I'm south of there. I'm between Alpena and Gaylord.
Okay, I know exactly where you're at. Boy, this is great. My HT reaching you that far. I tried yesterday, and I didn't get nobody, so I thought I'd try it out today just to see if I can communicate. But, yeah, I appreciate you getting your comeback. It's glad to hear you for the first time. I can probably get back home within the next couple of days and maybe try to contact you again. Over.
Yeah, that'll work. Yeah, your handheld is definitely working really good.
Fantastic. I'll tell you what, you have yourself a happy 4th of July, and you and the family, and don't blow no fingers off, and enjoy. And again, I'm glad I made a contact up here, and I got some propagation going on. Thank you very much. 7-3.
7-3 to you as well, and have a safe 4th of July. KE8-UDH.
Kilo Echo 8, where's the X-ray Kilo?
Kilo Echo 8, Uniform Delta Hotel Monitoring. Trying to hit the mile repeater. I'm not sure if you're coming in or have the right information put in your radio, but you're not coming in very clear. KE8-UDH. Echo 8, Uniform Delta Hotel, monitoring.
AB9N, mobile monitoring. Using a new handheld, but doing inside of vehicle this time.
Okay, very good. Yeah, you might want to bump up the power a little bit, too.
All right, I bumped up my power, so I might come through a bit better. But where are you located at?
Well, pretty good. That sounds much better, much better. And I'm from, I'm in downtown Beulah.
I'm in the Twin Bear Campground in Indian River area.
Very good. Yeah, you're hitting the repeater over in that area good, and it's linked into our area of the state also. But now you're sounding really good. Just stay backed off the mic, and you'll have a wonderful signal there. Go ahead.
Yeah, this mic is on this radio is a little more sensitive than the ones I've used in the past.
Yep, there you go. So what are you doing up in Indian River?
I'm just going on a little bit of a camping trip. This is KFA-GDM.
Okay, very good. Yeah, that's a good area to camp in up in there, and you can do some canoeing, and if you got a kayak, it's good too. So there you go.
Yeah, this campground we're staying at, I've been going here for years now, and there's been three different owners in the time that I've gone here, but yeah, I've been pretty happy in the time that I've been in the time I've gone to this campground.
Okay, yeah, very good. Yeah, it's I'm from Alpena originally, so I'm familiar with that area up in there. So, it's going to be a good busy forest. In Beulah, we usually have fireworks. However, the company that we used to have the fireworks or do the fireworks resigned or quit or retired or whatever it was. And in the Infinite Village, wisdom of our village elders, they forgot to find somebody else to do fireworks. So we have zero fireworks this year.
Yeah, we go up. We're going up in Mackinac tonight to see the fireworks.
That's a wonderful place to see the fireworks. We went up there and stayed on the east shore just south of Mackinac City. And I want to tell you what, that's a nice place to do fireworks. You're right down on the lake level because you can see it from like three different places. It's really a neat time.
This is KFA-GDM. I think I've been there. I think I've done it two times now. It's been a couple years since I've been there and seen the fireworks on 4th of July, but yeah, it's going back there tonight. But I'm going to have to sign off here in a minute.
Okay, this is W8RHA. Very nice talking to you there, and remember to back off your mic a little bit, and your signal will be just wonderful, and give me your call phonetically so I can write it down, please.
Yes, sir. This is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Golf Delta Mike.
Okay, Kilo Foxtrot 8 Golf Delta Mike. Got it that time. And what was the name there?
I'm Grayson.
Hey, Grayson, very good. I got it that time, and we'll put it down in my... I keep a little log off to the side. So anyway, enjoy the 4th, and enjoy your family, and we'll say God bless you and everybody that's surrounding you there. So take care, and happy 4th, W8REG. I'm clear.
Yes, sir. is KSATM, everything.
KBA-SCJ testing.
KBA-SCJ, WAREJ.
Good afternoon, Rob. I just take some things out of my radio. When I got back from field day, my radio would not, I mean, it would transmit a carrier and open the squelch and repeater, but it wouldn't carry any audio. I do not know why. And then Wednesday came, you know, we weren't able to have that net, so it's the first day I had the radio on with the repeater working, so I don't know what happened. It's working now, I guess.
Okay, yeah, this has got a KFHCRI announcement on it. Is that the new repeater?
This, well, I guess you call it a club's call sign. It had my call sign on it, but there's been issues in the past, I don't want to mention names, that when people have left a position, they insisted things change, and I wanted to avoid that. Something ever happens to be that now this call sign, KFHGRI, is owned by Benton County Office of Emergency Management. I am the licensed trustee, and it's basically what's called like a club sign, club call sign. So if I leave my position as emergency coordinator or whatever, I can't salt my feet and say I want all this back, whatever. I'm still working on a frequency change. There's been issues with that, but I'm still working on it. But, so when we went up in fixed repeater yesterday, I haven't changed the call sign to the club call sign.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I wasn't sure what was going on with that. And the repeater I show is 146.96. That's what I found on my dial here.
That's not what I'm on right now. I'm on 147.34.
Okay, well, I guess I'm confused then. I don't know what's going on. But anyway, it's working.
Yes, originally I was going to have the frequency, the 146.96. That was the original plan because there was an existing repeater on the old Mission Peninsula that is no longer being used. And so the licensed trustee for that told me I could have that frequency. So I tried to transfer it over, and I was told I couldn't because I was within 120 miles of another repeater of the same frequency that's located in Wisconsin.
the one was on Old Peninsula, it was, it exceeded 120 miles, but where it sits on Crystal Mountain was within 120 miles, so I was no longer able to get the 9.6 frequency. There are some things working. The guy in charge of that, is, he was in the hospital, so Monday I'm going to send an email, see how he's doing, see what we're doing on that. There are some other options, and one will probably piss somebody off, but I want to avoid that. I want to play nice. I don't want anybody upset, but it may come to that. And so I don't want to mention, say any more than that. But at least it's working to now. It was down. We had to change the PA on it. PA was dead. And then it had a very high SWR. And so, like, why? And so we found one in cans. He just adjusted cans just a little bit, and it came down. Usually on cans, once you set them, they don't move. But so it's not a reduced power. It's not quite the 100 watts that we were putting out before. We're at a lower power to save that PA from smoking again with a high SWR until we get this figured out. So I'm working on it, man. KVA-SVJ.
Hey, Bob. Very good. Yeah, it's everything's sounding good. So she be working, and I see the KFHGRI. I had C as in Charlie for some reason in my head. Okay. Well, anyway, you're doing a fine job there, and we like what the results. So take care. I guess we'll let you go. Take care. WARJ.
Okay, I appreciate it, Rob. And did you sit on your front porch watch their parade go by this afternoon?
No, my wife and a couple of her lady friends were out there. I've been down in the basement working on some programs on my computer here, trying to get them to work right. I've got the, as usual, I have the 2 meter on scan, so it scans 5 different frequencies. So, anywho, there you go, son. You take care. And did you have you guys got a fourth planned or what?
Well, CERT has been, I don't know what's going on with CERT. CERT, the Independence Day festivities is all about CERT, and this year took a big back seat. They not doing anything for the parade, so I wasn't called out for a parade. And for the evening festivities, we were like monitoring the beach. They're not doing that this year. And we were in charge of the handicap parking. And now they only need us for handicap parking between 6 and 10. And we're really scaled back, and I do not know why. Because that was always a very big part of certain people. And, you know, there's some people that, you know, privately, you know, contacted me and say, what's going on? How come we're not doing this? You know, like, I can't tell you. I'm out of that part for right now, so. But I will be going on there at 6 o'clock, parking cars in the handicap, doing my part to make things enjoyable for everybody.
Okay, very good. Yeah, the problem we have here is no fireworks this year. I guess, I don't know what the particulars are on it, but somebody messed up. So there is no Beulah fireworks tonight.
Yeah, I heard that, so I figured it'd probably be a bigger crowd in Frankfurt. Maybe people, you know, like, okay, where's the closest place? Let's go to Frankfurt, you know. That place is always, always packed. I mean, packed. And so I believe there's going to be probably more packed tonight. So, but I'll let you know tomorrow. Okay. Okay, Rob, you have a good rest of the day. KBA-SVJ.
Okay, Bob, very good. And like I said, thanks for your, all the work that you do for us here. KBA-SVJ, W8RAJ, I'm clear and listening.
And ACMH mobile.
NADMH, KVA, this is Jay.
I'm on the phone real quick there, Bob. I'll be right back. NADMH. NADMH, mobile.
NADMH. So I got the text about that PA. Any speculation on what caused that?
So, the cold solder joints, it's likely that they've been that way for a while, and if there was any lightning or a surge in current, it probably disrupted that a little bit, and, well, now it's not making a good connection anymore, because lightning can do a lot of sketchy things. But as far as anything else, everything else looked good. I did a endurance test on the PA for about 30 minutes of constant transmitting, and the fan came on. It stayed nice and cool. It didn't go anywhere above 42 degrees Celsius, according to the station metering, which is good. That's within spec. Doesn't want spec is anything below 50 degrees C is good. So I guess whenever we get the chance to go swap it back out, we can do that, and then swap the cans with a different set, and then I can tear into those and see if there's any either static damage, ESD damage, or maybe even some crystalline growth that happens over time as those things age. I can tear into them and see what's going on.
Okay, I'm sending out email on Monday to see where we stand on that frequency change. And so if we're going to get a frequency change relatively soon, we might want to save all this work until we get up there and have to do that frequency change. Agree with that?
Yeah, I wholeheartedly agree with that. I would rather do it all in one trip than two separate ones. Then it's, at that point, it would just be kind of a set-and-forget kind of scenario.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Just, it's working and running. Not urgent. Go back up there and do a bunch of changes right now. If we have to wait a couple weeks, let's just do it one trip.
Yeah, I think that's a better plan. And hopefully Dan comes up with something for you.
Yeah, Blake said I'm going to send an email out on Monday, so see where we stand on that. So we should be good. So, okay, again, man, I really appreciate your work yesterday, your expertise, and your time. It is much appreciated. So have a good rest of your fourth. I got to go to work here at 5 o'clock. And I'm sure I'm going to have a good time. KBA, SCJ.
Hey, sounds good, Bob. Yeah, I'm heading out towards Crystal Lake myself right now. So, in your area, and I'll give the 3-4 a try while I'm out there. We're heading out to Glen Mailer Drive, which is on Crystal Drive, just off of it. So. I will report back, but I have pretty good feeling that it'll be just fine. So. Happy 4th. Everybody else that's listening, happy 4th. NACMH mobile.
Yeah, I just talked to WHREJ. He's in beautiful downtown Beulah. And it was, man, perfect reception, perfect copy and everything. So we're good to go. KPA,
W8MJC Mobile. ADADP, this is W8MJC calling.
W8MJC from ADADP, on our way.
W8MJC, it's sitting in the parking lot, waiting for you.
Okay, well, we're about 10 minutes out. See you in a few.
Okay, we'll wait on you. W8MJC.
Outlaw happens to be listening on this repeater. This is 88 dB. He monitors this one a lot, but he can't always get into it because he just uses an HT, I think. But anyway, rolling towards Hunt Creek. This is 88 dB. I'll be clear.
Okay, W8MJC monitoring.
You know, Mike, I just thought of something. If the dust is really bad, what I'm going to do is just go up at my normal speed, because there's three turns, once we turn onto the dirt road, and I'll just zoom up to the first intersection and wait, and then the next intersection and wait, because if it's really dusty, it's so bad, even at 10 miles an hour, you'll get dusted out.
Yeah, okay, just so you don't leave me in the lurch here.
No, that'll work good, but when I come up to, oh yeah, you'll see. When I come up to this first right, which is the start of the dirt part, I'll just pull off and wait for you. And then, we'll figure it out. But like I said, once I get on the dirt, though, and if it's really dusty, I'm just going to shoot up to the first intersection and wait for you so that I'm not blowing you out.
Yeah, okay, that sounds good. You wouldn't guess where we had lunch today. The Knothole.
Oh, wow. Very good.
And no, we didn't have the beaver nuts.
As Baby Bro says, they're quite substantial.
Well, you know, we were sitting right by the kitchen there, bar right, you know, the entrance way to the kitchen, and I saw them go out a couple times, and I thought, they look pretty good.
Hey, I'm turning right onto Halberg, and I'll just shoot up to the intersection, which is the intersection of Halberg and Fish Lab, and we'll be making a left there, but I'll be waiting for you at the four-way.
Okay, W8MJC.
Just wanted to make sure you did turn on Halberg, right? I went out of view right before.
Yep, I did. I'm right behind you.
Sorry, what did you say? You are on Halbert?
10-4 on Halbert.
Very good.
Guess I take a... Oh, there you are. I was saying, I just got on Hunt Creek here.
Almost there. All right, I'm sitting in the driveway. You'll see me in a sec. This is 88DP. I'll be clear. WAMJC from 88DP, you still on this one?
W8MJC, go ahead.
I see your lights. Yep, I'm at the main road, so we're turning left. Okay, very good. And this just takes you right back into town. I'll be turning left about halfway. You'll just keep going straight right into town from here.
Yep, I know where I am now.
Okay, very good. I'll catch you later. Have fun. This is 88DP. I'll be clear.
Okay, Doug. Thanks for the invite. We had a riot. We'll catch you later. W8MJC.